It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
That's right. It's your boy, Anthony Gallo, a pre-midnight show. There must be nobody able to work because they let me on the air. But coming to you from New York City, the greatest city in the world, and on the greatest radio station on the planet, WFAN, we got a lot to get to. But I feel like every time I'm on air, I'm not on air a lot, but I feel like every time I'm on air, there's something that has Yankee fans panicked. And I'm here again. I'm your therapist, Yankee fans. I'm here to tell you it's going to be okay. Tonight was a nice bounce-back win. The Yankees are going to be just fine. Stanton's injury, which, I got to be honest, does not look great, but we will not know anything until tomorrow. But I got to tell you, they're going to be fine. You know why? Because they have the best baseball player on the planet, Aaron Judge, and the best sidekick on the planet, Juan Soto. There's no reason to panic. When Soto got hurt, I told you on this same very radio station, everything's going to be okay. And we didn't know what the extent of that injury was. And I'm telling you right now, the Stanton injury will not undo the Yankees. He's been very good this year. You know, it's tough to replace a guy with that kind of power, 18 dingers, all of that. The Yankees are going to be just fine. And they have the ability to replace him. We'll get to that a little later. But it's more about the overall look of this team that does not have me worried. I'm not worried. And the Stanton injury is not why I'm saying to relax. I'm not worried because of what happened this week with the Orioles. I'm not worried about what happened last night with the Braves and the Yankees. It's going to be just fine. They are the best team in baseball, in my opinion. They are a team that has yet to play at 100%, and they're slowly getting there. Gerrit Cole is back. You know, DJ LeMahieu probably ineffective to this point, and probably will be like that the rest of the season, but he's just getting in the mix. This team's going to be fine with the big boppers that they have in this lineup, in Judge, in Soto. And the key for me is, one, tonight was a nice confidence-building win for them, and they did take one from the Orioles, not the series we thought they were going to have. And I think a lot of that got lost in the mix of, this guy hit this guy, should we retaliate? And we lost sight of the goal, which was to just win the game. That's how you retaliate. But it's fine. They are, it's mid-June. Well, I guess it's late June now, but it is June. This team is not winning the World Series right now. But I'll tell you this much, they sure look like they're going to be in the World Series come October, regardless if Stanton's there or not. They have guys in the farm that are just waiting to come up. Whether Dominguez or Pereira, they are going to handle this situation just like they've handled all the adversity they faced this year. And you could say, oh, what adversity have they actually faced? They dealt with Gerrit Cole not starting the season with them, just getting him back this previous week. They started with a slow start from Judge. Was Juan Soto going to miss a ton of time? No DJ LeMahieu, no Jason Dominguez. Guys not getting off to hot starts. Gleyber looking like a shell of himself. And then this week actually looked like he jumped back into it after getting plunked. It looked like it motivated him a little bit. He got another hit in RBI tonight. You know, this Yankee team is built for the long run. They're not just built to be a flash in the pan in April, in May, and mid-June. They are built for the long run, something that the previous iterations of this Judge, you know, slash Boone era of the Yankees has not really done, which is they get to October and they fizzle out. Last year, obviously not getting there, but in general, whether it was at 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, all of these years that they fizzled out, I do not think that this is the same Yankee team. The pitching staff is better. Marcus Stroman threw a great game tonight. You know, early, the third batter of the game, he gave up a home run. He bounced back very nicely. I think he retired 8 in a row going into that 6th inning. You know, almost made it out of the 7th after giving up the home run. To Darnell. He looked great. And I'm sorry, 6 2/3 innings, 3 runs, and this day in baseball is a great start. He's looked great.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All year, he's got a sub-3.2 ERA to go along with the pitching staff. You know, take away Rodon's start against the Orioles, or last night, I mean, my mistake. He has been absolutely great over the last month and a half. Luis Gil against the Orioles looked very shaky. But you know what? It's one start in a very long season in which he has been lights out. They just got Gerrit Cole back, which I expected him to have to knock some rust off in that first game against the Orioles. But they got Gerrit Cole back. They have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. They have one of the best offenses in baseball, regardless if Stanton's there or not. You know, you have a young, emerging shortstop in Anthony Volpe, who's hitting 270 right now. That's today's day and age, that's great. Followed by Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, two guys with over 1,000 OPS. Two guys with over 18 homers. Judge has 25 homers in his last 50 games. I believe that was the number. This team, he's the best player on the planet, by the way. It's not an argument. When he is on, there is not a scarier person in baseball. If you want to argue Ohtani because he pitches, fine. But when it comes to position players, he is the scariest batter in the game. And now he's got an on-base percentage king in front of him, and that makes him even scarier. This Yankee team is going to be just fine. As always, the number to call, 888-808-1019. You can reach out to us on the WFAN Twitter and IG accounts as well. I'll be monitoring those all night. I'll give out my socials later in the show as I take you all the way to 3 a.m. when the great Alvin Cintron joins the station, not us. But the key to tonight was bouncing back and beating the Braves. And I know a lot of the focus has shifted to Stanton being hurt. Again, But Stanton being hurt after having what has been a very good 2 months. But I look at this team. If Judge, Soto, Cole, and I'm going to throw Volpe in that mix, are all healthy, I'm not worried. Because you now have a pitching staff of Luis Gil, Stroman, Carlos Rodon, Nasty Nestor. That is a very good five-man rotation in a Major League Baseball era that has, you know, seen Major League pitching almost go the way of the running back outside of the top guys, has become something of just get me to the fifth. Don't give up four runs. The Yankees have a staff of guys who can go six innings, who could go seven innings. They all are very, well, especially the first four guys, and I'm including Cole in that, Cole, Heel, Stroman, and Rodon, are all very effective this year. Rodon has been a very good pitcher over his career, over a couple of years, last year, and maybe, what was it, 2 years ago. These are proven pitchers outside of Luis Gil, who has looked the part this year. The offense is stacked. They're going to be fine. The panic I saw from Yankee fans this week, and maybe being a Met fan, it's a little bit like from the outside looking in, but the panic I saw from Yankee fans this week was ridiculous. You're not going to win every game. And how many times did you beat the Astros in May, in June, and then lose to them in October? Getting to October healthy is the key. And when I mean healthy, that means Cole, Soto, and Judge are all there. Volpe are all there. This team is going to be fine. They're going to play a deep October run. They are going to be staring the World Series in the face. If you're looking at these rosters right now and you say, oh, the Orioles are the better team, that's fair. They also have a roster of young players who have not had to endure what a lot of these guys on the Yankees have endured. Also, you have two guys who played major parts. I know Rizzo's hurt right now, but you have two guys who played major parts on World Series runs. That's experience. You have a starting pitcher in Gerrit Cole who's made multiple World Series, multiple postseason deep runs. They're going to be fine. The panic stuff needs to stop. The sky is falling stuff needs to stop. It's ridiculous, Yankee fans. Toughen up a little bit. This is New York City. You guys have a ridiculous roster. I also think a lot of this is recency bias to what this generation of Yankees has done the last few years and how they've fallen short, how they've fallen on their face in the biggest moments of the season. But this is not the same team. Even the younger guys that are there, they do not look overwhelmed by the moment. I know Austin Wells has struggled at the plate. He's an absolute warrior. You know, excuse my language, but him getting hit in the junk tonight and being able to bounce back, it's still the craziest thing when I watch a catcher take one like that. Bounce back. He was fine. He does the job that you need him to do. You do not need nine all-star hitters on your team. Osvaldo Cabrera, I know he's not a rookie, but he has done he's had big moments this year. He's not an all-star, but he doesn't look overwhelmed. And the guy who matters most right now on this roster that's young, not the most important player, but the guy that matters most when it comes to the young players, Volpe, has taken a huge step this year. That should show you that there is growth all around this roster. Nestor has settled in nicely this year. He does not need to be a top-end rotation guy. Luis Gil has grown into a top rotation guy. Carlos Rodon has settled in to the pinstripes. We've seen a lot of guys struggle their first year, and he's looked fine. I know coming off of his last start, it's tough for me to say that, but I'd rather take the majority of his starts being great this year than look at the few bad ones. And I know they've come against the Orioles and the Braves, but still, this team is ready when this team gets to October, as long as they're ready, that is what matters. You don't need to wave the white flag, Yankee fans, because Stanton might not be here, because you haven't beaten up on the Orioles this year, because the Braves got you in one game. Tomorrow night, if they go out and win again, no one's going to care about that first game. No one's going to care about the Orioles series. Relax, Yankee fans. Relax. Everything's going to be fine. Because you have monsters on this roster. Savages in the box, as Boone liked to call them. You have the best pitching staff this team has had since 2009. A bullpen that has been shaky a little bit, but has looked very good. And the one thing Cashman's proven is he's able to build bullpens out of nothing. Turn Michael Tonkin into a serviceable reliever.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.